Today is the 6th day of the month of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you today as we continue our journey into and through the fourth quarter of the year and the changing of the seasons as, well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, things begin to cool down and, yeah, get ready to rest for the winter. Yeah, it's here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, the leaves will really do their magic, and it can be really, really lovely during this month and into next month. Of course, and it depends on where you are in the world. It could be just about time to turn springtime if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. And if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, depending on where you are, if you're up north, it's like, yeah, about time to snow. Like it'll be nice and warm and leaves changing and everything here in the rolling hills of Tennessee for another month into November, but by November, it snows plenty of places in the Northern Hemisphere. So anyway, I don't know how we got on a big thing about weather. I'm not really a weather man. I guess I'm just looking outside as we prepare to take our next step forward. And let's do more than just prepare. Let's take the next step forward. We are working our way through the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. We're reading from the New International Version this week. And today, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 through 8, verse 7. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, you nations, you who are witnesses, observe what will happen to them. Hear, you earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. What do I care about incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will put obstacles before this people. Parents and children alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish. This is what the Lord says. Look, an army is coming from the land of the north. A great nation is being stirred up from the ends of the earth. They are armed with bow and spear. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on their horses. They come like men in battle formation to attack you, daughter Zion. We have heard reports about them, and our hands hang limp. Anguish has gripped us, pain like that of a woman in labor. Do not go out to the fields or walk on the roads, for the enemy has a sword and there is terror on every side. Put on sackcloth, my people, and roll in ashes. Mourn with bitter wailing as for an only son. For suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you a tester of metals, and my people the ore, that you may observe and test their ways. They are all hardened rebels, going about to slander. They are bronze and iron. they all act corruptly. The bellows blow fiercely to burn away the lead with fire, but the refining goes on in vain. The wicked are not purged out. They are called rejected silver because the Lord has rejected them. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which bears my name, and say, we are safe. Safe to do all these detestable things? Has this house, which bears my name, become a den of robbers to you? But I have been watching, declares the Lord. Go now to the place in Shiloh, where I first made a dwelling for my name, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. While you were doing all these things, declares the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name. The temple you trust in, the place I gave to you and your ancestors. I will thrust you from my presence just as I did all your fellow Israelites, the people of Ephraim. So do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them. Do not plead with me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knead the dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to arouse my anger. But am I the one they are provoking? Declares the Lord. Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame? Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on the trees of the field and on the crops of your land, and it will burn and not be quenched. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go ahead, add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. From the time your ancestors left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I sent you my servants, the prophets. But they did not listen to me or pay attention. They were stiff-necked and did more evil than their ancestors. When you tell them all this, they will not listen to you. When you call to them, they will not answer. Therefore, say to them, this is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It is vanished from their lips. Cut off your hair and throw it away. Take up a lament on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned this generation that is under his wrath. The people of Judah have done evil in my eyes, declares the Lord. They have set up their detestable idols in the house that bears my name, and have defiled it. They have built the high places of Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom to burn their sons and daughters in the fire. Something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. So beware. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call it Topheth or the valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury the dead in Topheth until there is no more room. Then the carcasses of this people will become food for the birds and the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away. I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness, and to the voices of bride and bridegroom, in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, for the land will become desolate. At that time, declares the Lord, the bones of the kings and officials of Judah, the bones of the priests and prophets, and the bones of the people of Jerusalem will be removed from their graves. They will be exposed to the sun and the moon and all the stars of the heavens, which they have loved and served, and which they have followed and consulted and worshipped. They will not be gathered up or buried, but will be like dung lying on the ground. Wherever I banish them, all the survivors of this evil nation will prefer death to life, declares the Lord Almighty. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. When people fall down, do they not get up? When someone turns away, do they not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. None of them repent of their wickedness, saying, what have I done? Each pursues their own course, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. Colossians 2:8 through 23. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind. They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows, as God causes it to grow. Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These rules, which have to do with things that are all destined to perish with use, are based on merely human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. Psalm 78, 1 through 31, a Maskil of Asaph. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to him. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wonders he had shown them. He did miracles in the sight of their ancestors, in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them through. He made the water stand up like a wall. He guided them with the cloud by day and with light from the fire all night. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them water as abundant as the seas. He brought streams out of a rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers. But they continued to sin against him, rebelling in the wilderness against the Most High. They willfully put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God. They said, "Can God really spread a table in the wilderness?" True, he struck the rock and water gushed out. Streams flowed abundantly, but can he also give us bread? Can he supply meat for his people? When the Lord heard them, he was furious. His fire broke out against Jacob, and his wrath rose against Israel, for they did not believe in God or trust in his deliverance. Yet he gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Human beings ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. He let loose the east wind from the heavens, and by his power made the south wind blow. He rained meat down on them like dust, birds like sand on the seashore. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They ate till they were gorged. He had given them what they craved. But before they turned from what they craved, even while the food was still in their mouths, God's anger rose against them. He put to death the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. Proverbs 24:26. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Okay, I want to reread for us a small paragraph, few verses out of the letter to the Colossians today, because this is a very concise description of who Jesus is, what he has done for us, and who we are because of what he has done. In other words, this is a very concise spiritual description of our reality. And so Paul says, in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Right? So in Jesus, the fullness of God exists in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Right? So in other words, he is the most high. There is none above him. In him, you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Paul saying, like, we were utterly changed because of Jesus. Fundamentally and profoundly changed. Changed from death to life. A new creature. Paul unpacks this by saying, and I quote, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ." Right? So, when you were dead, God made you alive. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So, I realize these are foundational pieces of theology that describe the Christian faith and describe the spiritual reality of our lives. So well, I know we've heard some of this before because we've read it in other letters, and we're pretty far into the Bible, so we understand these precepts and concepts. The question is, do we live like this is the truth? Is it our actual functional reality? This is something that the Colossians were struggling with. And Paul tells them, and I quote, "Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its rules?" And that right there is a big question. The question that we need to meditate upon today and invite God into. If Jesus is the Most High God wrapped in flesh, who has come and put us back together, what was broken is restored, and what was old is gone, and we are new. If that's true, then Paul's question is fair. Since you died with Christ, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to it? And Holy Spirit, come into that question as we spend time going through the question and contemplating it today. If what you have done for us is so fundamentally shifting, why would we choose anything less than total freedom? A freedom that you offered to us. Why do we choose to be less than who we are in you? And the truth is, there are so many stories and so many ways to try to answer that. The woundings of our lives, the way we were raised, the experiences that we've had, the fact that we're rarely paying attention, and even the fact that sometimes we live as if this weren't true and enter into doubt. There's all kinds of reasons that we would choose to be less. But may we begin to understand that we are choosing this. The reality that you have presented to us is that we have been made new. Who we were died. Who we are is a resurrected child of God. May we not only contemplate why we would choose less, but also give us the resolve to choose all that you have for us. We ask this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, in whom all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have brought us to fullness, and we accept. Show us how to walk in fullness, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that is home base, home of the global campfire. It's where you can find out what's going on around here, as I mention most every day. So certainly check it out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible app. If you haven't, just search for Daily Audio Bible in the app store that works with your device. And then all this will be in the palm of your hand. Check out the different sections like the community section or the Daily Audio Bible shop. Just kind of browse around and get familiar and get connected. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if having a place around the global campfire to come to each and every day, this little oasis that we make of peace and serenity together each day, if that is life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, no matter where you are in the world. That's the little red button up at the top. Or there are a number of numbers that you can call in the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number to dial. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088078 is the number to call. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-8820-5459 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you with all our hearts for strength and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. For Father, you are the only one who can make your word come alive. You are the only one who can make your word a living word inside our souls. You are the only one who can bring freedom, for that is what you came to do. To set us free from the sorrows of this life, from mistakes we've made, misunderstandings of even who you are. To set us free from captivity and to open up to us the treasure of your heart. We ask you to demolish the works of hell and everything that this world has used to blind us from your loving grace. Father, we ask you to deliver us from anything that has kept us from you. We ask that no matter where we are in our walk with you, we would be awakened to the truth of you, who you are, that our lives would reflect your glory, that the problems and circumstances of this life would yield to your power and will. We want to be everything you created us to be, for you, for others, for this world, and for ourselves. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is He Moves Mountains in Nebraska. I've listened for years and prayed along, but never called in before. I'm asking for prayers for my daughter and her two sons, ages 9 and 7. Their daddy hurt them physically and emotionally. He has been taken out of the home by the state, but with there's so much pain that needs to be healed, such deep, deep wounds. And we know that their daddy was abused, and his daddy was abused. And we are just praying that somehow this cycle of abuse can be ended. That this stronghold that has been in this family for generations can be broken for good, and that healing and hope can come. Pray for encouragement and strength and wisdom as we try to co-parent along with them, with their mama, and for hope that things can heal and that there can be mountains moved. Thank you for praying with us.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Gift of God calling in. I'm calling in asking for prayer for my 9-year-old cousin, Jalea Banks. Jalea had to have surgery today, and it cut her from the top of her head to her nose. And from what I understand, that she became paralyzed, not able to move. Oh my God, I know God can turn things around. And I'm just asking that my dad family, that you guys would touch and agree and help me to pray for Jalea and her mother. Give her comfort, because I know it's hard for a mother to see her child go through this. And we just said, and I just want to say thank you guys in advance.
Hey, DAB brothers and sisters, this is Byron out in Florida. I hope you guys are doing well. I could use your prayers on something. I've said before in this forum that I'm not a particularly emotional person. I don't mean that as a strength. That's just the baseline of who I am. But I feel like lately God is doing all these different things to get me to grow in this area, which is frankly long overdue. And it is really, really awkward and a bit scary and even painful, especially for my wife, who's an emotional ninja and has had to deal with me, the emotional toddler, for decades now. I've been to this place before and I've ran away from it and I've turned back, and I need to stop the damage that it's doing. It's important for my marriage, it's important for my kids, my job, my relationship with Christ, everything. And I'm determined now to move ahead. And this is awkward. I don't know what I'm asking for. I just know you guys would know what to do and how to pray. And just that I can stay in this awkwardness and do what needs to be done for the sake of the people that I care about. And so I'm thankful that you all are my family and I can be awkward in front of you and you all will know what to do. I love that you all have been for me and my family for all these years. So appreciate your prayers for whatever it is I'm asking for. I love you all, and I'll talk to you later.